This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
Right. Okay, so we've said this before. You and Sasha here in the office, you guys both have Androids. And for us iPhone people, when you're messaging somebody and it comes up as green, it's a downer because you're talking back and forth with somebody that doesn't have an iPhone.
What comes up green?
I'll show you.
Like should
in
I send
the
you
in
a
the message. No, well, it, in the message me in the like? Message box.
Yeah.
If you are texting somebody that has an iPhone, it's blue. If they don't have an iPhone, the message to you is green.
Oh,
for me.
So about my goodness.
Like Michael Scott would say, green means go ahead and never text them again. And it's just a trigger. It's a trigger.
My God, though, that's like.
It's elitist.
It's like identify, right?
Yes, it is.
You're like listing me.
Yes. It's fine. But
you're already judging me before you even read the content.
See a little pro tip too, but then I'll get to what I was going to say. A pro tip on iPhones and messaging and Apple is that you don't necessarily have to have phone service for messaging to work. Like I can have this could be a brick phone. No service at all. If I'm on Wi-Fi, I can text people like it's a phone.
Right.
Through Messenger. I can't do that with an Android person. It's got to be Messenger to Messenger. Just so you know.
You can only message your own people.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We like our own folk.
What a
so I, that leads into this quick little story with
I didn't know Apple's. I mean, I knew they were that way, but geez.
Which I'm
not even trying to hide it anymore.
Heck no, we don't need to.
Wow.
So this leads into a quick little story is that with what we produce, the Hollywood Raw podcast, a couple weeks ago, part of my job with them is now guest outreach to help them get guests, whatever. So yesterday, Adam sends me a text, and it was a screenshot of somebody that I respect. I think he's great. He's a Bravo fan. I like his wife. I think they're Jerry O'Connell. Love him.
Oh, I love Jerry O'Connell.
Right.
What's his wife's name?
Mrs. O'Connell. What is this?
She's super hot.
Yes. I even said it. Beth and I were talking about it last night.
I want to say arugula, and that's
not arugula. It's a delicious green. Oh, it's Rebecca. No, I was going to say Rebecca Romaine Stamos.
Romaine,
no,
because it's lettuce.
It's not Rebecca Romaine Stamos. No,
that's what I was thinking of. I think.
Oh, good Lord! I can see her. I said it yesterday. Anyway, so he sends me just a screenshot.
Rebecca Romaine.
Oh, she was married to Stamos first. Now she's married to Jerry O'Connell.
What?
Because Rebecca Romaine Stamos was married to John Stamos.
Jerry O'Connell is married to Rebecca Romaine.
Okay, whatever. That's a whole not even part
what?
Of this.
What? Yes, she was Stamos, wasn't she?
Yeah.
What? Hold on one second here. They got married in 2007, though.
Well, she was a Stamos before then.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk about, man.
See, I didn't realize
that. You know
that.
What? She's not going to have any good luck for any of her next lives.
No, right?
She was married to John Stamos and Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah. I bet they're both high maintenance dudes, though.
I'm
probably
imagining.
Not low maintenance either.
But see why I wanted to say arugula?
Yeah. Because it's a
romaine.
Oh, I mean, I see that. I mean, in a really weird ass way. Yeah.
Lettuce?
I guess. Oh, my God. Yes, I see.
I know arugula is not really lettuce, too.
It's not?
I think it's not.
Well,
the
whatever.
Only reason I ever heard of arugula before was My Blue Heaven, the movie. Have you ever seen that with Steve Martin?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he gets put in witness protection program in some like suburb, and he's playing a mobster from New York, and he always dresses, and he goes, and he's looking for the arugula.
Oh, yeah, I don't know
at
what
the grocery store.
It's definitely a vegetable. It's definitely a vegetable. I don't know if it's a lettuce or not.
I don't know either. I've never had it, so that's the only reason I have any familiarity.
And it's a goofy
that
name.
I know what it is.
And it's
familiarity.
It's a punch. Good punchline fruit.
Arugula.
Food.
Where's the arugula?
so I get this message, and Adam's like, "Can you reach out to him?
Oh, okay.
And get him
Jerry
on the podcast?"
O'Connell.
And I'm thinking, well, like a manager. And he's like, "Well, this is the number I got. This is his cell number." And I'm like, "You just want me to just call him?"
Hey, we called Kiefer Sutherland before.
Oh, I know, but he knew it was coming. I just did a random
cold
idiot
call.
Pat. Right. So what I did, he said, okay, well, why don't you text him first, and if he doesn't, whatever. So I start typing, and it's an Android. It's not an iPhone. And I instantly lost so much respect for him. I think you think all these guys are cool, and they have iPhones. And
they are cool. They have an Android.
I was so disappointed.
They are cool. They didn't bite.
I was so disappointed. Just so disappointed. So I did. I ended up calling and left a message and text. Obviously,
was it in
crickets.
His voice in the voicemail?
It was the, you have reached, blah, blah, blah. So it wasn't his voice.
You reached this phone number?
Yeah, yeah. But it rang, and I was
oh,
sent
sure
to voicemail.
Oh, I'm sure it came up spam bright red.
I'm sure it did. A 402 what? I'm sure. So we'll see. But I just said, when I saw that, I thought, man, of all the cool people in the world, he's one of them, and he's got a stupid Android.
Wow. Well, you'd have died if Rebecca would have answered.
Yeah, because I would have been like, Mrs. O'Connell. Yeah, like, I don't know what to say.
Wow. Had no idea. Anyway, so we're going through some text messages. Is that what the plan is for today?
402-403-9478 is where
we'll go. We have guests coming up. Honestly, we've got several guests lined up the next few episodes. Today just happens to be one that we didn't. But excited to have some of the people that are going to be on the next few days. Thursday, Friday, Monday. Absolute. They're going to be a blast.
It'll be fun.
But today you just have to deal with us.
That's right.
So suck it.
Okay, so this is from Chris. Chris, the teacher, in reference to episode 258, which would have been the one with Heidi.
Heidi.
It says, I'm Chris Teacher. Just a little fun fact. You guys talking about those long nose masks in episode 258. Doctors used to wear those. They were called plague masks.
And thank you.
The insert, like the nose, it wasn't to look creepy and to look scary. That insert, they would put sticks of burning incense in there to keep the stench of sickness of the plague, keep it out of their nose. So that actual long nose was a functioning thing. They put incense in it.
If you look up pandemic masks, one of the Googles is pandemic masks bird. And I said, and that there, if I had just done that, I would have looked this up. But it even goes back to the Middle Ages. But they were still doing that at the turn of the century, 1900s. Yeah. Had glass openings for the eyes and the curved beak.
Because let's make people that have the plague and that are ultra sick be just wigged out when a walking bird man comes into their room.
Have you seen the pictures of it, Pat?
Oh, yeah. It's awful. They're terrifying.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They're terrifying. It looks like a tall crow. Like a walking
it's
crow.
It's scary. And I'm not, you know, I mean, just in general, okay, we know about clowns. But masks, I'm not a real fan of any kind of masks. Mm. Then, especially when you go back, like the turn of the century or in the 1800s with Halloween masks.
Yeah.
Those costumes were terrifying.
Absolutely terrifying. I mean, they did it right. It's not somebody dressing up as an Avenger like we do now. It was
not
actual,
a sexy nurse.
Nope. Nope. It was straight up murder and Satanism.
Speaking of which, not sexy
speaking
nurses.
Speaking of sexy nurses?
No. Terrifying. Have you ever been, what is the TV show now? I can't remember the name of it. I just started watching it. Oh my God. You've got to be kidding me.
Rebecca Romaine Stamos.
No. God dang it. I'll think of it. Go. Just okay. Keep going. So anyway, right, so what else did he say?
That was it for that one. But we did move on to Katie at 402-403-9478. It says, hey, this is Katie. You're welcome, Pat. So you see people are putting it right at the beginning.
I love it.
I love it, you guys.
You shamed him into it.
I did. Whatever. Whatever. Can Heidi please be a more regular guest? Like everyday guest.
She's
laughing when the three of you guys are on. Seriously. Yeah, she is
some
awesome.
Of the stuff that goes on in her world is hilarious. I mean,
It freaked me out. I thought somebody in her family had passed away because I saw pictures of her on Facebook this week and she had makeup on and she actually curled her hair.
What?
I'm thinking either, I don't know what it was, a work thing, I guess, but I assumed court.
I
can't imagine why else
it.
She would have done her hair and looked.
She does her hair on occasion for work. Yeah. I was going to say every once in a while. I'm looking through my shows because I've been watching
Hardly anybody, they don't really have to do your hair anymore. If you're working it from home, it's straight up messy.
It's totally gone out the door. Outlander. Yeah.
Outlander. No, I haven't
that's
watched
the name
Outland.
Of the. That's the name of the show.
Outlander. What are you talking about?
Kelly Clarkson. Outlander, the TV show. I don't know how old it is. I know it's got to be 10 years. I'm going to guess. I don't know. But anyway, I stumbled across it. You know, on Netflix, they have that play anything button.
Yeah.
When you just don't know. You're just like, you're sitting there. It's like, it's the equivalent of staring inside the refrigerator.
Yeah.
You open the door and you're just looking in there. You're
just
like,
feed me anything.
Just give me something. I don't know what
like
I want.
Like on Google, you can hit feeling lucky and it just brings something up for you.
Right. That's what this is. So that it gave me Outlander. And there are 5 seasons, and I just found out yesterday only 2 of them are available on Netflix, so I'm really pissed. But it's one of those period type shows. It looks like it goes back to like 2014, so not that old. And there are five seasons. So I'm not that late to the party, but it's kind of good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of good. But it has, the thing I don't like about it is that it doesn't delve deep enough yet. I'm only in season one. I'm on episode 10 or 11. But it's about time travel.
Mm-hmm.
So, it, and present day is in the 40s. So they're in the 1940s and she gets time traveled back to the 1800s, like 200 years earlier,
mm-hmm.
1700s. So she's in it and it's in Scotland. And it's, and there's the British are taking, you know, there's war, there's all this.
Yeah.
Other. I mean, it's an awful time to go back to.
Yeah, I would not want to go back there. Dirty, it's stinky.
Dirty, it is.
Cold.
Awful. And anyway, but the one part I want to see more of is that her husband's still in his present day trying to figure out where the hell she went. Because she just disappeared when she was at these, I don't know, some type of rocks. Like a, it was a formation.
Mm-hmm.
Historical like place.
Stonehenge or something.
Yeah, and there's apparently some kind of a story about the fact that people that would disappear for long periods of time and some would come back, but they didn't know where they went.
She's going to smell like garbage when she comes back.
So she traveled and yeah, it's honestly, it's kind of reminds me of the Spartacus.
Type, oh, yeah.
But a different series.
I love that era.
Right, the Spartacus thing.
Yeah,
you liked the whole thing about Spartacus, though.
I just like
all kinds of stuff going on.
Well, there. I like that era, like Gladiator, whatever.
I like that too.
But I like that show specifically because they're hot and a lot of sand humping.
They're yeah
in that show.
This show too, but not in the sand. but it's probably as unhygienic as it was in Spartacus Land. But
yeah.
it's basically the same kind of storyline, except for there was time travel involved, which is kind of
like
cool.
With Game of Thrones. So, I like that era.
I haven't watched
there's
that.
There's a lot of humping in that. And you just think there is no way that you and you just did that. Cause it would stink so bad. I'm just saying, cause you
seriously,
guys, none of y'all clean
just,
each
I
other.
I thought of that on one of the episodes. I was like, mm-mm. Mm-mm.
No. Most people don't do that now in 2021. Are you doing that in 1640 with dragons all over? Not a chance. Is that happening?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so this is, I don't know who this is. This just a text. It says, just listen to the podcast. You guys list off athletes and babies. I'm pretty sure Rudy was the NBA player who tested positive for COVID that made the NBA postpone the season.
That was the one that...
I don't even remember talking about that.
He was. And he was one of the French player from the NBA. Because when I Googled, when I searched him, it came up like, and I finally found the COVID, but it was like the 10th entry.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking at the top things that came back on him was his wingspan of 7'3".
Yeah, oh, right.
That's what came back on him. So that's why I didn't understand what it was. Somebody else pointed that out too, but thank you for that because
yeah.
That's I had
mystery
no idea.
Texter.
Yeah.
Okay, this is from Joe. It said, I listened to the episode about dating during quarantine. My girlfriend and I started dating last year just before quarantine. We'd been out for about a month when everything was drastically shut down. After that, we started having to do home dates. We went out on a lot of walks, like around other neighborhoods,
yeah.
Local lakes and stuff. We also got a subscription to Hunt a Killer,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome. Yeah, we talked about that before.
Mm-hmm, I've
as
got
something
that.
We could work on together and for date nights. It was definitely a unique time to be dating, but we made the best of it. So that's cool.
Well, it sounds like they're still together.
As of yesterday.
I'm going to say that, you know, if you were dating somebody just new and you go into COVID, kind of stuck together.
Yeah. Or stuck apart.
Or,
however you look at it.
Or you just call it off and then you're done. But it's not like you're going to roll in any new relationships. COVID?
I know. I think if you meet in COVID, you all are going downhill together. Like from a fitness standpoint, from just the overall appearance standpoint.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. So
you can text us at 402-403-9478. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's Pat and JT.
Yes.
On there as well. And it's
Thanks
freaking
for listening.
Cold. It is so freaking cold.
So cold. My furnace is still out.
Yeah. Are upstairs. You sleeping downstairs?
I had a space heater, but then I had the space heater on in the bathroom. And then I was using my hair dryer and lights went out.
Oh yeah.
So just in the bathroom, but I go downstairs and none of the things are tripped. So I don't know. I can't get the lights back on. I'm having a hell of
a time. It's like the poltergeist house now all of a sudden.
I'm having a hell of a
Your
time.
Your pool's
right going
to fall down and there's going to be mud.
Oh, God.
Just like in that.
Caskets rising.
Right,
oh,
gross.
Oh, God, no.
All right, okay. So we love getting your texts. 402-403-9478. And at Woodard High is Heidi on Twitter. slide into her DMs. Tell her she needs to be on our show more often.
Yes.
She's very important to us. Thanks for listening.
Pat and JT Podcast.
A Huda Media Production.